Good afternoon, and thank you for being here. So I'm presenting on a first phase of a study that aims to implement practice guidelines on cesarean sections in Lebanon. I've done this with a colleague of mine, Dr. Faisal Al-Qaq, from the Faculty of Health Sciences, American University of Beirut. I'm going to guide you through a little bit on the background of C-sections and maternity care in Lebanon, and then through the methods and findings, and wrap up with some recommendations and long-term implications. But before I'll do that, I just have to disclose that there are no relationships to disclose. Okay, so Lebanon is an Arab country in the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And as you see on this slide, it is suffering from high levels of C-section. And this is not in a vacuum. It comes from, you know, decades of medicalizing maternity care and viewing pregnancy, childbirth, and the postpartum period as risk and not as a natural physiological process for women. So we also are a country long-suffering with a lot of political instability. We suffer from lack of census and surveys. So these are all estimates from the mid-1990s till now, what's available in the country, that more or less gives an idea of where we are in terms of C-sections. Actually is important to note that it's been on the increase since the last 2 decades, and it has even doubled now. If you can see the hospital-based studies, it had doubled in almost 10 years' time. We also see a lot of disparities in terms of regional disparities, so we have more of C-sections in the big cities of the country. And the current, you know, levels are above 40% nationally. Different studies have looked into factors and determinants of the C-section increase in Lebanon, and we know that it's related to the time of delivery. So there's a boom of C-sections on Monday mornings, for example, in different hospitals. It's related to women's socioeconomic class, and any kind of insurance a woman has puts her more at risk into going through a C-section. Also, the gender of the obstetricians and the type of the hospital. So the private hospitals have higher rates, but also smaller private hospitals in semi-urban areas have higher rates than larger university teaching hospitals or public hospitals. Now, I have to mention here that the country is served by the private sector more than its public sector. So the private sector is developed much more, and it serves 80% of its population. And one of the consequences of that is basically the lack of oversight of Ministry of Public Health on the practices that goes on in private hospitals. Therefore, there's the lack of implementation of standards of care in maternity wards in a lot of these institutions. And a lot of research has showed that it's favored by obstetricians because of the convenience for them. Also, I need to note here that women in Lebanon have high rates of coverage for prenatal care. Universally, they deliver in hospitals, and the births are assisted by obstetricians mainly, and midwives have a very kind of minimal role in the process. There are known interventions to be effective if we're targeting healthcare providers to reduce C-section rates. One of those is requiring a second opinion before performing a C-section, and the other is the introduction of practice guidelines with the support of opinion leaders. And this is the second one that we actually targeted in our study. In order to enhance the implementation of guidelines, because we know just putting guidelines in there wouldn't actually work, there is evidence showing that the guidelines need to be supported by practice tools, and the barriers that are identified need to be embedded within the adaptation of these guidelines or their development, and also they need to be contextualized and through collaborative efforts with different stakeholders. So having all that, the objective of the study was to develop and adapt evidence-based guidelines for C-sections and to optimize them for implementation in the context of the Lebanese healthcare system. We followed the GROL stepwise cyclical process of changing clinical practice. What I'm presenting are the first two steps. So we developed a plan for change and we identified obstacles for change. We aim at continuing with the three other steps in the future. For the development of guidelines, we convened a panel of 10 people in addition to the study team. We selected providers who actually worked for different hospitals in different regions in the country. And we had also senior practitioners and junior practitioners in the group. We also had good gender representation. We made sure that we include opinion leaders such as head of obstetric departments of prominent institutions in the country, the representatives of the Lebanese Association or Lebanese Society of OBGYN, the Midwifery Association, etc. So we ended up having 10 people in addition to the study team. This group met four times, and each meeting extended for a minimum of 3 hours, so you can imagine how it was difficult to get all of these people together. The first meeting was to brainstorm on the situation of C-sections in Lebanon, what factors are known, what are we aiming at, and how are we going to actually organize the work. And then the study team, before the second meeting, compiled different practice guidelines that are, followed in different institutions. So according to the recommendations of the panel given in the first meeting, we looked at indications for C-section, the practice guidelines for indications for C-sections from the ACOG and from the NICE. We also contacted most hospitals in Lebanon. I'm not claiming all, but the most important institutions that we actually expected that they would have some clinical guidelines there that we could actually incorporate in our analysis. However, we didn't find any institution having written practice guidelines related to indications of C-section. There were very few and very underdeveloped or very preliminary kind of guidelines that we also documented, but they weren't very useful in this sense. So the third meeting was to actually look at the international guidelines and try to adapt them and contextualize them and write a new one for the Lebanese context. When the panel completed this phase, we selected 12 obstetricians from different practicing in different areas of Lebanon, and these 12 obstetricians were selected from among the names that were suggested by the panel members. And we shared with them the developed guidelines. Then we conducted some semi-structured interviews with the 12 obstetricians who actually read these guidelines and knew the objectives of the study. We did some content analysis to identify teams and identify barriers and facilitators for implementation. So the first theme that came up was the healthcare system in Lebanon, and there were a lot of factors that providers related to the system of care and how that actually works against the implementation of guidelines, or it works for the increase in the C-section rates that we are observing. They mentioned lack of accountability in many institutions, specifically addressing the issue of having a prominent and a dominant private healthcare system where the ministry doesn't have any jurisdiction or very minimal jurisdiction in that sense. So raising the question of who are they accountable for. Another important factor related to the healthcare system was the competition, which is also a consequence of the private healthcare system. Some talked about how could they organize their work better if they had group practice, which is very, very, very rare in the Lebanese experience. But those who had it actually talked very positively about that experience. The limited role of midwives was also something that providers mentioned, and you know, the importance of obstetricians focusing on high-risk cases and believing that women would be taken care of much better if they were, you know, in the hands of midwives in that case. Someone said they are more patient, referring to the midwives being more patient with women and waiting for them to deliver normally. The next theme was related to the training of providers, so the background where they were trained and the lack of continuous education in the system. So in Lebanon, there are different schools of medicine, but also a lot of our obstetricians graduated abroad from different countries. Actually, the latest statistics from the Lebanese Society of OBGYN mentioned that they graduate, the practicing obstetricians graduated from 37 different countries. So there are different systems and different training systems from where these obstetricians actually get their education and training from. So they also talked about not only the training and how, but also how you put that training in place given the resources that you have. So how do you manage problems in situations where the infrastructure of the institution is not very helpful? So some said when you haven't followed the women prenatally, you wouldn't risk and you would just take the decision of doing a cesarean section, for example. Also, they mentioned the lack of opportunities for continuous education, specifically in institutions that aren't teaching institutions. So in small private hospitals, there are no kind of systems that help physicians to remain in this cycle of continuous education. So this was something that was raised by them. The issue of convenience, which actually supported our previous findings from different studies, came up again as a theme. And actually here, physicians talked about their timetable and how they need to fit women into that timetable, and they do it for convenience most of the time. They also alluded to the fact that they kind of encourage women indirectly to opt for a C-section because that fits their schedule often. And it is basically something that we uncovered in previous research talking to women who had undergone C-section, how they were, and they mentioned how they were encouraged by their obstetricians to go through C-section without having the array of information that they need to have. And so it was a decision made on misinformation instead of a decision being on informed choice. Talking about women's demand for C-section and all of that area and how that shapes the the practice around C-sections in the country, obstetricians also talked about the culture that shapes women's expectations around childbirth. And there was a lot of mentioning that Lebanese women or women residing in Lebanon and giving birth in Lebanon have very low threshold for pain, and that they're sophisticated, they like technology, therefore marketing C-sections, quote-unquote marketing C-sections, is something that actually fulfills these women's expectations. So next steps for us is to have a plan for change for adopting these guidelines. So the expert panel will resume to consider these barriers identified by the research we have done. We also need to disseminate and advocate to solicit local support. Support needs to be given by the professional associations, also by, for example, syndicates of private hospitals, which is quite influential in the country, and by the different ministries involved. Next, we plan to have a pilot implementation study in one facility or two, if we choose two different, very different facilities. And then we need to plan for scaling up according to the implementation results from the pilot study. There are also some long-term strategies that need to be considered to change the situation and probably reverse this situation of high C-section rates in the country. The findings from this study point to the importance of thinking about accountability, systems of accountability in the country. So questions raised about how within a healthcare system that has a dominant private sector, you institute systems of accountability, how can you encourage group practice, second opinions, and what is the role of insurance companies? Throughout interviews also, and through the work with the expert panel, we uncovered a lot of tension between the private insurance companies and the obstetricians. So that needs to be handled carefully. We also need to think about establishing systems for continuous education. And here we find a role for professional associations and the syndicate of private hospitals. I need to note here that in Lebanon, for obstetricians to be licensed, they need to pass one exam in the beginning of their careers, clinical careers, and that license is, they can actually keep it lifetime, so there is no need for renewal. Important issue, which goes probably beyond the findings of this study, but also is related to what we uncovered as a team, is the importance of raising awareness about C-sections in the population, and importance of that because it is being marketed as something that is safe, as an alternative way for a painless delivery, and there is a need to disseminate this idea of C-sections only when needed. Thank you for listening.